I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. A Juno man walked into a little mystery recently on the trail. I helped solve it, and I have this story about weird signage, outhouse maintenance, and where cabin rental fees go. It was July 12th, and Roald Simonson had just started hiking the Windfall Lake Trail in Juno. In the middle of the path, there was a single orange traffic cone with a stick and a laminated sheet of paper stapled to it.
It said, "Poop pumping, July 12, 13. Hike at your own risk." And then it had the Forest Service medallion insignia under it.
Hike at your own risk? Risk of what? That was the entire sign.
I have no idea what that could possibly mean.
He looked around. Nothing out of the ordinary except the sign.
I would say that it only raised questions and didn't answer any. The sign had a warning and nothing to tell you exactly what is going on.
Full disclosure, Simonson and I are friends. That's how we ended up talking about this sign. This trail, plus the cabin and an outhouse a few miles down it, are in the Tongass National Forest, which the U.S. Forest Service maintains. The Forest Service confirmed, yeah, the sign was legit.
Well, in retrospect, I can see where that sign probably led to a lot of confusion.
Brad Orr is in charge of the Juno Ranger District. He says the Forest Service has four or five public cabins in Juno that are heavily used.
And Windfall Lake happens to be one of the most popular because it's an easy hike. It doesn't gain much elevation.
Which also means the outhouse gets heavily used. It's built over a vault. Before it fills up, the Forest Service hires contractors to pump the sewage out into barrels and haul it away. But the Windfall Lake outhouse, and others like it, are several miles from the road. You can't just pull a septic truck up to it.
They have it down to a pretty good science, but there is aircraft in the air, and, you know, we like to alert the public that that's going on, not that there's any particular hazard associated with it.
There he is.
See you guys.
The Forest Service hires helicopters to haul poop. On the ground, there are two crews supporting this operation for another popular Forest Service rental, the Dan Moeller Cabin on Douglas Island. One crew hiked to the cabin the day before to prep. They plan to be up there for 2 weeks, dealing with the outhouse today, but also cleaning, servicing the stove, clearing the roof, and refinishing the cabin's exterior. And then there's this crew.
So get a better, clearer picture understanding.
On a service road near a trailhead. They prep the cabin crew's supplies in several heavy-duty bags, ready to be hooked up to the helicopter sling. One load has a bunch of sanitized 80-gallon barrels for the outhouse. Rick Daughtry manages cabins and developed recreation areas for the Forest Service.
Yeah, you can see, we're doing multiple tasks today. This gear, some of this gear, like the wood and all that, that won't get interacted with till 2 weeks from now. But like you're saying, we're trying to capitalize, you know, on those ups and down trips.
The crew says every Forest Service cabin gets serviced like this at least once a year, weather permitting.
Copy that. Still in the clouds?
The clouds are lifting. We can see down the valley, but the ceiling isn't quite where it needs to be yet.
The clouds end up descending. Turns out the helicopter we spotted earlier wasn't the one working for the Forest Service. They end up scrubbing the flight. However, Recreation Programs Manager Ed Grossman did share another insight about the strange sign Simonson walked into that started all this.
Didn't mention helicopters because people are attracted to the show.
Hmm.
So we're trying to keep, you know, if it's a pumping human waste event, that usually doesn't draw a crowd.
By the way, taxpayers, except for some minor overhead costs, we're not really on the hook for all this work on these cabins. Cabin user fees cover the helicopters, propane for heat, materials for renovations, the crews doing the work, and outhouse maintenance. Simonson says he never thought about that connection.
I just thought toilets up in cabins were just holes in the ground that worked forever.
Now, he says he has an appreciation for the thought and work that goes into maintaining cabins. In Juno, I'm Jeremy Shea.